Malkus on Tuesday. It's the first day of Hanukkah, and we have 4 days on the fourth day of Christmas. This would not be the fourth day of Christmas. This would be the eighth day of Christmas. No, it's after Christmas that that works, right? The first day of Christmas is Christmas, the second day of Christmas the day after, and the day after, and the day after.
Right.
Okay, got it. So we're this is the run-up to Christmas time. I wonder, Roberta Fastenow is here, Jennifer and Richie are here. Roberta will have her Queen of Cheap Force in the next half hour. Jennifer will have update on what's going on television. Has there ever been a time in your life, this is the High Holy Day, this week, this month, I went to the Holy Land because I thought this was an appropriate time. When I was asked, what time of year do I want to go? I thought, you know what? Because of the fact that the three major monotheistic religions all started in Jerusalem, I wanted to go during the Holy Days. Holy Land, Holy Days, good thing, right? When I was in Israel, watching, sort of sucking it in, taking it all in, and seeing how the Jews really have something special going on there. There's a, and we all know that there are, we refer to them here in this country, I think, as radical Christians sometimes. There's a difference between a radical Christian or a radical, no matter what your religion, and someone who is an observant person. You know what I mean? There are people who really are off the wall, crazy nutcakes.
Yeah.
And then there are those who just observe with piety. And so I just was thinking about whether any of, actually Roberta did do this. Jennifer hasn't, Richie hasn't. I've never really thought of much, and I don't know why I haven't thought about it this way. Changing my religion, changing your religion. Have you, what was the reason, Roberta, that you decided you wanted to change from being a Catholic to a Methodist?
Well, I don't call that changing religion because they're both Christian religions, you know. It's just changing the affiliation of what church you go to. Mm-hmm. And I guess the reason why we did that, number one, is at the time there was a woman pastor.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was a great influence on the kids to see a woman pastor. And also at the time, my daughter was very friendly with some of the kids in that church, and she actually wanted to go to Sunday school there. So
really?
We're like, okay, whatever. And
supported for whatever the reason.
Right. And Lord help me, you know, when she was getting her first communion, I remember being at a Catholic church.
Yeah.
I remember being at the church during one of the functions, and we were sitting at a table, and there was a young boy there who was also having his first communion. And one of the priests came up behind the young boy, apparently he was very friendly with the family, and put his hands on the child's shoulders.
Mm.
And Lord help me, the first thing that went into my mind was, get your hands off that child. And I said, okay, time to leave the Catholic Church. That's it. You know, it's really...
did leave in the sense that you left because of all of the problems, the distraction. There were a lot of people, there were millions of people who left the Catholic Church because of that very thing.
Yes. Yeah, that was one of the reasons. You know, and I was brought up Catholic, you know, and both my kids had their first communion. My older child did her confirmation.
Is the first communion equivalent
in the Catholic Church?
Is first communion the same thing as sort of like getting your bat mitzvah?
The first communion is younger. It's usually around, you know, it's still childhood.
You're in second grade,
10.
Yeah. It's not quite your coming of age. It's more of making yourself ready to accept the sacrament of communion, taking the body of Christ.
I think that's confirmation, I would say. Won't you agree, Jen, is more
like a bar mitzvah. Yes.
So when we were at the Church of the Holy Sepulchre and the various elements, the people that were standing in line to sort of acknowledge this stuff. I've made mention of the fact that Mary Lynn Rice Cup was along on this trip. She played Chloe in 24. She's I would consider watching her actions and listening to her. She is a religious Catholic. She's maybe an observant Catholic, let me put it that way. And so when it came to the slab where his body was put, which is right across from where he was crucified, she got down on her hands and knees and she kissed the stone. And her husband took an important piece of jewelry, and I didn't quite see what it was, but it was a pendant, and put it on the stone as if to accept this energy that would come from the stone into this meaningful piece of jewelry. I thought it was really very telling, I don't know a lot of people in any religion who are that are in my everyday life, and my circle is basically you guys and the people on the farm. Those are the people I'm around all the time, and I don't know anybody of any of the 24 or 25 people that are a part of my life pretty much every day who are observant anything. Do they go to church? On the farm, I don't think anybody goes to church or any religious organization. Here, Richie, you bring your children to Sunday school, right, or to church?
Not on a regular basis, no. We're the C&E crowd plus, but two of my friends in the neighborhood are both pastors.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I met them.
Yes, your dad's did. The one who ran my dad's service, and then the other one you sat with.
And they both listened to us.
Yeah, and they both listened to us, and they're both nice guys, great guys.
Yeah, very nice guys. Yeah, I thought they were very good guys.
I'm more friends with those guys.
Right. And they came to it late in life, too, Richie, as I recall. They did not start life. They didn't go to school to train. They changed careers or vocations to be in the ministry later in life.
Yeah. And it's the thing for me there is it's so, I don't know, it's cool just to have regular friendships. I mean, these guys and I BS just like I do with my,
Do you swear when you're around
high school buddies?
Do you swear when you're around them?
You know, we have fun, but I probably tone it back just a little bit.
You think about it. Yeah.
But, I mean, they're just normal every day. They're no different than my buddies, except that they're pastors.
Would you swear around your pastor or your priest or your rabbi?
No.
Is it the general?
What did he do to me?
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's something when you think about it, that's sort of a secondary part of this whole discussion. But I think it's just worth at this time of year because we are so focused on our religions and because there are holiday celebrations appropriate to each of the major religions. Have you thought about, there are a lot of people who convert to Muslim, to the Muslim religion, to Islam. Not many Jews, but a lot of Christians. I know a number of people who grew up as, I'm thinking about one family that grew up as Catholics. And they converted, the kids in this Methodist family that I know converted to Islam. One of them is now, he's Brendan's age, a friend of Brendan's, as a matter of fact. And he's teaching school in a private school in Southbroach, the town next to me in Framingham. And he wears the garb. He's heavy set. He looks kind of silly in the white garb, but it's what he wears, and it's accepted at the school for him to wear the garb.
Mm-hmm.
And he's observant, practices. He married a Muslim girl, but he grew up as he knew what the Bible was all about, and for whatever the reason, he was a little disturbed, and I was thinking about that. I rolled around in my head, do I want to say that? And I guess I decided I did. But a lot of people would say, okay, yeah, that's why he converted, because he's a disturbed, troubled kid. And no, I don't know that that's why. He was looking for something more than what he found at home, mm-hmm. or what he found in his religion, or what he found in his friends. And that's why he converted. And again, whether
that happens,
it does happen.
And that's a brave move, too.
It is a brave move.
It's turning off your family or your friends or something. I mean,
right.
Especially if you become a Muslim.
Hey, let me tell you something. I know plenty of people who were looking for something and became born again Christians. I know I can rattle off 10 people, bang, that were just not.
Are they satisfied that they now that they changed, Richie?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I don't think that I know anybody that tried it, didn't like it, and then backed out of it. I think anybody, I'm talking about people who were, needed help.
Yeah. And what kind of help are you saying that you needed a spiritual help or emotional help? That kind of stuff.
They were both. They were just lost a little bit, and then they were looking for something to kind of, I guess, structure their life around, and they were able to find it and do it. And then, as you know, I mean, a lot of my friends and, late 20s to 30s became Christians. Yeah. And so, I mean, I'm surrounded by it. I can't swing a dead cat without hitting born-again Christian in my friendship.
Yeah. Right.
But, of the people that were really just kind of like...
How do they like that dead cat, by the way?
Gross. Starting to stink.
Wow. What an interesting expression that is, isn't it? I couldn't swing a dead cat
without
hitting one of them. Yeah, it is.
My favorite.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just food for thought. This is the time of year when we get into anybody who's in business from now until the rest of, you might as well occupy your mind with something other than business. And this is one of those things that I think is a wonderful mind occupier. Religion in general, you know how I feel about organized commercial industrial religion. And yet when I go to a place like Israel or you get around some people who really are so wonderfully well-intentioned, and it just, okay, so what it teaches us is that not everybody is the same. Generally speaking, generalized statements are just stupid because there are some wonderful Christians who are born again and who are thoughtful and provocative and helpful, and then there are others who are cuckoo mongers. And you could say the same thing.
Well, most of them are the first, and some of them are the latter.
Right, and that's the same with any religion.
Yeah, you look at religion based on the hierarchy.
I do.
As to where I look at religion based on the community.
And then I say, why bother with the? Why not just all celebrate the same things and forget
about
the
religion?
Because
you also believe in collective thought, and if you bring collective thought together, you know that it's more powerful than just one.
Well, that's what I'm saying. But why bother with a religion? Why not just have the collective thought, and we all are aiming for the same thing?
That's what people who go sit in the pews every week think that it is they are hoping, and then the management of the... The big
right. I know that's funny.
That is
management.
Right. You're right. Yeah,
you know, it's running
it
a business.
Funny.
Yeah, these people, my buddies who run these things are running a business.
My, I have a on the farm.
The business of God.
I have some land that I use. It belongs to the Marist fathers, and they've come under tough economic times, mostly because a lot of their property they had to raid the treasury to pay off. The pedophile priest suits. Yeah, a lot of the functional facilities, at least in the Boston area, have been closed because this stuff has gone on unbridled, and they had to give up stuff in order to pay the piper. And so I was using this land, and I was told this year I couldn't use it, and I said, why? Well, because the priest says to me, my boss is telling me that we don't want to have the exposure, the insurance exposure.
And Doug said, can I speak to him? And he said, get down on your knees and start praying.
Yeah. But it wasn't even a discussion of that. They were good neighbors, and I was wonderfully helpful in many things that were done. I had a relationship with a guy there named Brother Leo for years and years and years. Wonderful guy. And he retired, and he was a farmer. He'd run a number of farms for their sect in various parts of the world. And he came back, and he was overseeing this place, and he and I had a great relationship. And when he retired, there was nobody left there. So they just said to me, no, you can't use it. What can I do to help, make it easier for you? No, we just don't want you there. And so everything grew up in weeds, and over the period of the last year, it's all fallen into disarray. And I think to myself, what is the matter with these people? What do they have? They're so afraid. It's like everything else. They're so afraid that somebody's going to take advantage of them or something's going to happen.
The Catholic Church especially is on guard because of that.
Because that's their own doing. Yeah. I didn't do anything to hurt them. I'm helping them.
And helping them what?
I'm helping them save and protect their land and their facilities. This stuff is worth less now because it's all run down, falling apart. Anyway. All right, so anyway, good food for thought. Thank you. 21 after on Good Day.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
A John Bon Jovi Christmas tune?
That's not a Christmas tune.
Not.
I don't think so.
Dead or alive.
No. So is he dead or is he alive? What's the story?
Well, if you were on Twitter yesterday at around 3 or 4 o'clock, you would have thought that John Bon Jovi had died of a heart attack in a hotel room somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Then
he was in a coma. The reason I knew it was fake is they said he was found in a coma.
Right.
Huh.
Yeah.
But he was found in the Empress Hotel in Asbury Park, New Jersey, which is one of those, like, you know, the Shining-type dump hotels.
Yeah, nasty.
Right.
And I said, he wouldn't be there.
So, of course,
he was there with somebody else, a lady of ill repute, perhaps?
In Asbury, would be a guy of ill repute.
It quickly went viral on Twitter and then on Facebook. And for about the next 5 to 6 hours, from about 4 or 5 yesterday afternoon till about 9 or 10 last night, you spent half of your day telling people he's really not dead.
Really?
So by around 8 o'clock or so, John Bon Jovi hears this and tweets a picture of himself with a piece of paper that had the date and time on it and said, "I am not dead, and if so, heaven looks a lot like New Jersey."
Wow.
To which I replied on my Facebook page, "John, are you sure you made it to heaven? Look, if you landed in Jersey,
around.
You're probably a little south
you're
of there.
You're seeing Snooki."
Yeah. All right, so he's okay and everything's fine.
He's okay. Everything's fine. But, man, let me tell you something. If you get...
Viral.
If you get killed on Twitter...
Yeah.
It's lights out, man. It goes quick, and you are done. You might as well. They're planning the funeral for you.
Oh, but then they bring it back, and it discounts it, doesn't it?
They bring it back, and it discounts it. But it just goes to show. I mean,
how powerful that stuff
Roberta
is.
Said the same thing. Yeah. When you see this, I saw this, and I went, "Oh my God!"
Yeah, for a second, you're shocked.
And then I went, "Wait a minute,
this can't be true."
And I went to Google, and I just put in John Bon Jovi, and the first thing I see is hoax. Death
yeah,
hoax.
Because of rock stars, right. he seems to be a pretty clean living rock star.
Now he is. I mean, back in the day, they were probably the typical rock legends. But now, I mean, the guy lives a clean life. He's a businessman. He's a good guy. There's no reason to think that he would end up
somebody's
face down
time
in a
time on
hotel.
Their hand. Yeah, somebody's got time on their hand. They're just trying to.
You know what
up.
It is? More than anything, it's somebody. Read or heard something.
Or maybe. They saw his movie New Year's Eve and thought he was dead, which was, by the way, an easy mistake to make.
Yeah. Is he not good in the movie?
Is that bad?
It's fine. The movie, it's cute and there's a lot of people to look at, but definitely Gary Marshall phoning it in for that one.
It's not like Valentine's Day, not as good as Valentine's
Day. Not as good as Valentine's Day, but still cute. I mean, I enjoyed it, but if you're looking for something heavy, definitely. Go
all right, well, who's
else.
Looking for something heavy? It's Christmas time. So what do we have in terms of our Facebook? We were, yesterday, we really had a lot of activity on Facebook.
Well, wait a minute. This isn't done yet, though.
What?
So the Bon Jovi thing goes off. There's also another dead celebrity that's not dead running around on the Internet. When everybody heard on Twitter that Kim Jong-il had died.
Kim Kardashian's dead?
People went, "Oh, my God. Lil' Kim died."
Oh, Lil' Kim. So, I thought maybe Kim Kardashian.
No, she might be next. No, so instead of Kim Jong-il, they killed off Lil' Kim.
Yeah.
And she's actually alive and well.
Yeah, perfect. Don't you love this stuff? Wow. All right, so Jennifer, what are we doing on Facebook that is of interest and importance for people to be following? We had some really good action in the last 24 hours.
Yeah, yesterday we were talking about how to handle uncomfortable conversations at the holiday dinner table. And we had a lot of good answers ranging from eating by themselves, getting up and leaving the table. Tom Turner said food fight, which I love. Okay. Tambry says she just asked to pass the taters. And Paul says that he handles these situations with the knife and fork.
Food fight.
I know. I like the food fight idea. Food that fight. Kind of livens things up.
Speaking of food, don't forget the Food Supply Depot, and you're being able to get 72 hours worth of food. Go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug and get your supply to take care of you for this blizzard in the Midwest and also to help our research for veterans. It's foodsupplydepot.com/Doug.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
You're going to do something for me, Peter. If you're cold, you can't mention me.
Gary Oldman stars as super spy George Smiley in Tinker Tailor's Soldier Spy. It's a complex role, one that Oldman told me could only be played by a grown-up.
Can't play Smiley at 25, but you can bring three decades as an actor at 53. If I'm crying as a character, it's Gary crying. And so you use memories and sensations.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. A villainous Hank Azaria gives those famous little characters the blues in The Smurfs. Justin Timberlake and Mila Kunis complicate matters in Friends with Benefits. And Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night and MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Do you want to give laptops instead of bath towels? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba 5353 laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff are standing by. Stop it now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices go through 12/24.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Notes. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program for Tuesday. It is a special day because something happened. This is right up Roberta's alley. Roberta's our queen of cheap and she's into the deals. We made as a country an extraordinarily good deal on this date in 1803. So your challenge now in the next 6 minutes is to figure out what the good deal is or was. It was then and is now. 800-510-8255. 2020 history quiz. Roberta's going, And Jennifer's going, And Reese's going, I know the answer to that.
I do.
Okay, well, whatever.
Ask the question. I already know the answer. Bring it.
Really?
Yeah.
You know the answer. So is this like Jeopardy? I'm going to give you
that's
the
right.
Question. Okay. The question is, what did we do as a country that was considered the best deal we ever made? This is the good deal day.
Oh, I think I know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I do too. Like, would Roberta and I connect to this answer?
No.
On an annual basis?
On an annual basis.
Oh, yeah, you would.
Yes. Annual basis?
Yeah. Am I right? Yes, you would. Yes, you would. Yep.
Connect on an annual basis?
Annual basis.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
You and I connected to this answer on an annual basis.
Yeah, right. 800. That's very clever, actually. Richie, you were with me.
I told you.
That's
good. I knew the answer. I didn't even know what you were going to ask.
Perfect. 800.
He's like the king of Jeopardy.
That's right.
800-510-8255.
Ken Jennings is a punk.
And we'll give you a... We have some of the food service, Food Depot food. And we have also Doug Steffen Good Day stuff for Christmas. So help yourself. Come up with the right answer, get a swell prize. 800-510-8255. You have about 5 minutes to tell us why this is the best deal, the good deal of the day. This date, 1803, is probably the best deal we ever made. Roberta, as we go through our Queen of Cheap elements, I was looking with interest at what the folks at Amazon have done. They call it Amazon Town because they've set up a place for people at this time of year. They come in their RVs. They have a temporary RV park by the Amazon headquarters in Fernley, Nevada. And this allows people who are retired to come in as seasonal employees. They take up residence in this town for a month and a half, 2 months, to work with Amazon to fulfill the, not millions, but apparently billions of things.
Oh, I believe it.
That have to be shipped out.
I'm among them.
They have 51,000 people They come into this town here, Carson City, Nevada.
Oh, my goodness.
51,000 staffers, seasonal workers that come in from all around the world. They hire these workers, and many of them come in. They're retired folks. As a 75, look at the story of a 75-year-old woman who's been doing this for 15 years. She and her husband drive in their RV. They flock to this town, and they put them up, Amazon puts them up in the RV park, and they come in and they work 10, 12 hours a day for about 4 to 6 weeks. 51,000 people doing this in this little place in the middle of nowhere in Nevada. It's really kind of a special story, actually.
They've got their act together at Amazon, I'll tell you.
Well, I don't know how long it took them to get there, but they've really done a good job of creating a brand. It's a brand.
Well,
when you say Amazon, everybody knows we're not talking about the women that I like.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. All right. So, Roberta.
I've been shopping at Amazon, I'd say, for at least, oh my gosh, it's got to be at least 15 years. I mean,
it's
almost
so easy.
Right from the beginning.
And amazing story.
Yeah, so quick delivery, too.
Yeah. Amazing story. Yep, we ordered something Monday, got it yesterday.
Create something that
it's
fulfills
amazing, right?
a need.
Yeah,
that's
sure
what
is.
It is.
Yeah, sure
it's
is.
A great American story.
To get stuff out in one day.
Yeah.
Diva
Pop Dumpster Dive. It's
all right, so let's get our Queen of Cheap Deals for today. Still in time for Christmas. Let's have at it there, madame.
You know, but before we start, I just want to pay tribute that last night, it's 5 years to the day that my dad died, and everything that I learned about being cheap and dumpster diving, I learned from my dad.
That's sweet.
I'm not kidding. I remember one instance where we had gone to a very formal affair at the Waldorf Astoria, and both Mom and I were in ball gowns. My dad was in a tuxedo, and we passed this dumpster, and there was some very interesting stuff poking out of it. So in full formal gear, both my dad and I climbed into the dumpster with my mom screaming, "What are you people doing?" And we dove into the dumpster, and we came out with some really cool stuff. So
the set to the Merv Griffin Show?
I have to pay tribute to my dad. Isn't that a Friends episode?
No, it's a Seinfeld episode.
Seinfeld, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're definitely paying tribute.
We want to pay tribute to your dad because he's responsible in part for who you are. So that's good. We're appreciative of who you are,
very
Roberta.
Much so.
Yes. All right. So what deals
would your father be proud of you for finding today? Well, as you know, my father was a chef and he had a restaurant, so he would love this, a free Women's Day cooking iPhone app. They have, it's a cooking assistant app. You got thousands and thousands of recipes in there, and it's all from Women's Day. A lot of people have the Women's Day cookbook. That's almost a staple in some homes. So now if you have an iPhone, you can have it on your phone as an app. I'm just waiting for them to get the Android version, people. I have an Android. Hello. Okay, CVS, free purse-sized hand cream. How many times, Jen, you must do this, too. I mean, I'm always looking for hand cream. You know, if you go to the ladies' room and your hands get dry as you wash, because that soap is just so drying.
Yep.
So the CVS will give you a free purse-sized hand cream. So that's really kind of cool, too. Ah, here's another one for you, Jen. A free one-year subscription to Cosmopolitan Magazine.
Ooh, I would love that.
It's the digital version. It's 12 digital issues, no strings attached, you won't get a bill. It's read, it's for your mobile phone, your iPad, or your Mac, or your PC, or whatever. You can read it on the go, wherever you want to go. So free one-year subscription to Cosmopolitan Digital Magazine. Here's something from Groupon. For $20, you can get $40 worth of flowers and gifts from FTD. Now, the deal ends on the 22nd, but you can use it up until mid-April. So this is really kind of a cool deal for birthdays and even for you, like, send somebody New Year's flowers.
Did you just say birthday?
Yeah, she did.
It's my birthday.
It's my birthday.
Don't call them Santa.
I would not expect
Happy
that from
birthday
you.
To you. Yeah. Free phone call from, I haven't had my coffee yet, Rich. Free phone call from Santa. It's a free personalized phone call. They'll even call your child by name. And actually, this is Google is giving this away. And Amazon, I just came across this. They've been doing free song, Christmas songs, but now it's all in one place. 50, count them, 50 free Christmas songs to download from Amazon.com. And it goes into, if you get an Amazon Cloud Player, that's kind of a neat thing. And
I have that,
download it into your iTunes account or anything you want.
Yep. Yep.
So 50 free Christmas songs. And here's one extra deal that's not on the web yet, not on DougStephan.com yet. Restaurant.com all week long for their $25 gift certificates are only $1.
$1.
So this is the time. $1. $1.
$1.
For $25 gift certificates. Usually you can get them as low as $2 or $3, but every once in a while they're down to just a buck. And
$1.
That's when I go in there and I stock up on all sorts of stuff. So that's not on there yet, but remember, restaurant.com. $1 for a $25 gift certificate. That is nearly free. And all of this is on the Queen
$1.
Of Chiefs section at DougStephan.com.
Check it out. Lots of things.
$1.
Accumulating.
Check
here.
It out. Check it out. $1.
Over the years we've been doing this, we started this, I think, in 2009. Through 2010, we had some wonderful bargains, and Roberta does a great job, and I'm happy to pay tribute to her dad for making you who you are when it comes to this sort of thing.
Thank you.
When you look at the things that are being shipped, things that people are buying, I was trying to track if I could. I went to the Wall Street Journal website, Richie, to see what sort of products are being delivered. That is, how much of the stuff second week of shopping after Thanksgiving, I said, I went through a whole bunch of things that we could do in order not to buy Chinese. We don't want to support, I don't want to, and you can agree or disagree, buying things that are made in China. And I came to a realization listening to a talk radio program, a business talk radio station, as I was driving across Indiana yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I never had thought about this. Name one successful Chinese brand, something that is made in China that they haven't stolen from somebody else. Is there any brand that you can think of, like we all, you know, I'm thinking about Amazon, we were talking about, all the cars or whatever. Is there anything that comes from China, not talking about made in China, but some brand of something, clothing,
right.
Cars.
That's not their business.
Anything. No, they don't make.
Right.
That's the point.
They don't create.
Yeah.
They don't create anything.
They just manufacture.
Yeah. Steal and manufacture.
No, they don't steal. They get paid to manufacture. No,
they
do a lot of stealing, too. The stealing is actually, it's a big issue, and it's actually an issue that's going to be in the presidential campaign at some point, because it's talked about it a little bit. They steal our, patents.
Patents,
like
yeah.
Nobody's business.
Yeah.
Nobody's business.
Yeah. But
and
they have
recreating.
Nothing. They have nothing, nothing, nothing. That's not to say they don't have strength and that they aren't doing things that put
right.
them on the map.
But without
they
us.
How to make, they, without us, they got nothing.
And I was thinking about this, and we've had this conversation before.
Really, Richie, great minds. They're working in the same.
All of the countries who we have tension with,
yeah.
or all the countries who hate us,
yeah.
basically live by
us.
Yeah. Look at Iran. If it weren't for oil, what would they have?
Rocks.
Right. They the money they get to build nuclear weapons
yeah.
comes
because
from the money that
yeah.
we and other, in Europe buy the oil from them.
And by the way, yesterday I saw in one of the newspapers, I can't remember if it was USA Today or Wall Street Journal, that we have become in the last 4 or 5 years, whether we know it or not, much less dependent on oil from the Middle East. Yesterday in Ohio, I paid $2.91 a gallon.
That's
wow.
Really good.
Who, I mean, we're thinking, I was thinking to myself how silly I was on the phone with someone. And, you know, I said, how foolish do I feel that I'm actually
celebrating.
Right. Celebrating. I'm paying $2.91 a gallon for gasoline.
It should be
$1.91.
I did the same thing. I got off the freeway, and usually, you know, the freeway gas stations are always expensive.
Yep.
$3.35.
Wow.
In L.A. That's that. And I almost wanted to do a happy dance, too.
And I was on the phone with Brendan. I said, what'd you pay for gas last time you stopped to buy gas? And he said $3.91.
Yep.
So it's up in the right up there. It's just really, I don't know why Ohio. It's much less expensive, probably because Kasich, who's actually doing quite a good job as governor of Ohio, knocking off a lot of the taxes and refiguring how they can keep the state solvent.
Don't even get me started on taxes and gas.
I won't, Richie. It's 15 before the hour. Jennifer is going to check the television schedule and the television news for us in just a moment here on Good Day.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
It's our 50% off sale at Toys R Us. Get 50% off top-selling toys from Barbie, Leapfrog, Fisher-Price, and more. And buy one, get one 50% off all Nerf and Lego construction sets. Hurry in for huge savings on the hottest, hard-to-find toys of the year. Stores are open 24 hours through Christmas Eve. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Discounted item must be of equal or lesser value to item purchase. Exclusions apply. Store hours may vary. Visit Toys R Us for details.
Has that Toys R Us and Macy's among the other stores that are open 24 hours a day from now until Christmas Eve. Woof.
Too bad they don't have anything on the shelves.
I know. Okay, what's the good deal of the day? William's calling to good day. Hi, William. Happy and merry and all that good stuff. Hope your family's going to have a wonderful next couple of weeks. The question is...
Oh, I think we shall. Merry Christmas, everybody.
You too.
Merry Christmas.
Was the purchase of Alaska.
Purchase of Alaska is a great answer. It is the purchase, but not of Alaska. Thanks, William, for the try. 800-510-8255. What we're looking for is a deal that was made, and this was the best deal in the history of our country when it came to expansion. Jonathan, what's the answer?
Louisiana Purchase.
The United States took possession of the Louisiana territories from France on this day in 1803. We gave the French $15 million. That was it for
the whole Gulf Coast, basically.
Arkansas, Colorado. No, listen to this. Here it is: Arkansas, Colorado, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Mexico, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Texas, and Wyoming. 3 cents an acre.
Wow!
What a deal!
Right. I know.
I'll give him five today.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so that is a deal. And, Jonathan, we're going to give you a good deal. We appreciate it. And I did promise Jennifer would be here in a moment, and she will with our television report for today.
It is time to address a serious concern. Are you still living on city tap water? It's time you took control over the quality of your home drinking water. The Water Boy from Superior Water gives you great tasting water from every tap in your home. The Water Boy is the whole house system I've had for years, and I love it. The Water Boy is maintenance free, it's self-cleaning, and if you move, it moves with you. Superior Water is 15 years family owned and comes with the best worry-free warranty, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and free installation in 2 hours. Call now and you'll save $760 off retail or upgrade any used water system with incredible trade-in opportunities. Credit cards and financing available on your approved credit. Improve the quality of your home drinking water by calling now 1-800-WATERBOY or go to superiorwater.com. Or call right now 1-800-WATERBOY.
Superior water from every tap. It's a whole house system in a snap. Every water you'll enjoy. Call 1-800-WATERBOY.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looks so smart. This week at Best Buy and BestBuy.com, save 50% on all in-store Kodak Hero and other Kodak all-in-one printers. This week only at Best Buy. Valid through Saturday, December 24th. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Okay, elves, I'm Clarence from Elf Yourself, and this one comes straight from Mr. C. Cute is out, tech is in. I know we just built the wooden Bethy assembly, but Office Max put in a ginormous order for high-tech gifts. We'll be churning out laptops, e-readers, and printers like the HP PhotoSmart for $59.99 with an instant $90 savings. Gifts for less at Office Max. Now get out there and work those motherboards.
Hurry now and get gifts for less at an Office Max near you. Prices good through 12/24.
All right, Jennifer, time for you to star. Let's go.
All right. Clueless star Alicia Silverstone is coming to TV.
Love her.
I know. She's so cute. And she's going to be a love interest for Jeremy Sisto's character on ABC's Suburgatory, which is a really cute show, Doug. I think you would like it. You should check it out. It's about a father-daughter bond.
Really?
Yeah, you'd like it. Cute.
I like that. Yeah.
All right. Joy Behar, we know that her show on HLN was canceled, and she was very good about everything until this week, and she's been very vocal.
Uh-oh. exactly what she did.
About now discussing her cancellation. She's going to be done next week. She's been talking on The View. She's been even making comments on her own show. And she's, you know, saying that she didn't quite fit in. She's hoping to be picked up by another network. She'd like to bring some of her staff with her.
Not headline news material. That's what she said
on The View. She said she doesn't think she fits in
with
about the crime.
It's not about bad. It's just a bad fit.
On the network.
She's an interesting character in her own right. Yeah,
yeah, funny lady. Yeah.
And opinionated.
MTV named their first artist of the year. It's Katy Perry. Congratulations.
All right, good to you,
Jen.
51 after on Good Day.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar powered generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Again, it's 53 minutes after the hour. What's new at DougStephan.com, Charlie?
There it is.
I am interested in this story of what's going on in North Korea, just as an aside for a minute. And I don't know if we have any video of this. If you go on YouTube, you can find all kinds of stuff. If you watch the news, you can see the people who are crying and all of the demonstrations, the public displays of emotion at the death of Kim Jong-il. What most people don't realize is that the state of North Korea will punish people who do not show some sort of regret over his passing.
Right.
If you don't show,
it's a show.
Keep track of who's crying, and so you see all these people lined up and they're crying and sobbing and all that other stuff. It's because the state says they must do it. I'm looking at some of the comedy from Mad TV. Have you seen this?
No, what? Those guys are crazy.
They've got a whole thing on Kim Jong-il. And it's foolish to fun. But you just wonder about how these people come to be. How is it that the people, the North Koreans, I mean, I don't know that much about the educational system there, but South Korea is a very prominent state.
Yes.
And so how is it that if those opportunities are there in South Korea, when the countries were separated back in the 50s, when we had the Korean War, how is it that none of that stuff from the South is able to get across to the north, especially given the fact
because that the South is open, it's a democracy, and business flourish. And Reagan took in car manufacturing in there in the 80s and helped him get into car manufacturing and all kinds of other manufacturing. That's why we have Kia and Hyundai and all these things now, is because the U.S. government basically said, here, we're going to help you guys get your manufacturing base set up.
Yeah. Under the circumstances, though, because of Twitter and Facebook, what we know is going on in the rest of the world has to somehow or other, the seed has to be there, as it is in the Middle East, as it is here, with all the people that are protesting. The protests, you see the Chinese can't maintain.
You know what? The thing about North Korea is it's an extremely, extremely poor country. You know, like when you talk about going out into the hither lands of China?
Yeah.
They don't have cell phones out there. They don't have smartphones. They don't have Twitter. And that's what it's just really, really, the government keeps everybody so poor.
Yep.
They don't have the stuff like they do in Iraq or in Syria.
I think they have a lot of natural gas under the ground there, but they don't have the resources. Nobody wants to go in there, although the Chinese are nosing around with it again, to go in they'll steal the technology from us to be able to go in and produce oil, shale, and the gas. The natural gas is under the ground there, and use it for their own purposes. The Chinese are running low on energy, in case you didn't know that. The Chinese, and we keep talking about these sorts of things, and it's not like gloating. I'm not trying to make everybody feel good that things in China aren't what they are, they aren't what they're represented to be. We have these, we've built China into this monster. The news media has built it up into, they're going to build up their armaments, they're going to take us over. Nobody, if we don't survive, it has nothing to do with China, nothing to do with Iran, nothing to do with India, it doesn't have anything to do with anybody except us.
Yep.
If we don't survive, it'll be because we ruined it for ourselves. That's it. They're not going to start a war with us because they get annihilated. Regardless of how bad our management is, we can't even destroy the drone that's on the ground in Iran because the president doesn't want to do it. But aside from that, if you realize how many of these bombs there are around and what little, there are still 5,000 nuclear bombs on the planet. It will only take 50 to destroy the planet. And in 7 minutes, it's over. You've heard the stories about the next war. 7 minutes, everything's destroyed.
Can I clarify one thing? You're not destroying the planet.
Well, destroying the population of the planet, the surface of the planet, if you will. Yeah.
Planet will be just fine.
Planet will be
fine. It'll hurt for a couple of 100 years, and then it'll regrow in a couple of dozen years.
Yeah, well, whatever. But, I don't believe, as mad as some of these people are, that they're that crazy, they're that mad, they can push, and then they cause, people to get all stirred up, and they get more attention, and then they get more money. And a lot of it is about how much money can they get out of us. It used to be the Europeans. The Europeans don't have any money anymore, and neither really do we. How much can we? We're going to threaten the world so the United States gives us a couple of billion bucks to shut up. That was the game that was played during the Cold War. After the Korean War. Yeah, we'll just give them some money and shut them up. Yeah.
If Korea wants a billion bucks, print it off, give it to them.
Yeah.
Just paper.
Doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
All right, so that was good food. We didn't get to what's new at DougStevin.com. We had a good conversation. 59 past the hour.